Well, a team that didn't set the NFL on fire this year, the Dallas Cowboys, they went 4-12, and after a week of silence, now ready to talk to us here on the program is the owner and general manager. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. Happy New Year, Jerry.
Well, Happy New Year. Boy, I tell you, this year couldn't get here fast enough for me.
Yeah, I bet.
If I'd have known that that last year was going to turn out like it would, I would have had Stephen pull the plug on my implanted external mechanical false baboon heart.
You have one?
I do. Yes, I do. And I'm smiling when I'm saying that. I'm not being trite.
No, you don't want to be trite.
You know, I used to think that I wanted to live long enough to see us win another Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. But now I'm thinking, I don't want to live to be 138. That's too old.
Well, how did you lose 12 of your last 14 games? That's pretty ridiculous.
Fell apart, didn't we?
Yeah.
Fell apart. Had a worse ending than Bill Crosby's career, didn't we?
Oh, Cosby, but yes.
But I tell you how we fell apart. I let Gene talk me into letting Jerry Jr. make all personnel decisions and high-level coaching decisions this year.
He did all that this year?
He did. And, of course, we won a couple there and then just started losing and losing and losing. And kind of reminds me of Gene and me early on. We won on them first two and lost on that last one.
You can't put all this on Junior.
Well, you know, I love him. I have to love him. He's my son.
Yeah.
Although I keep wanting a paternity test, but we had a good Christmas and I treated my kids well, even though only one of them deserved it. And that'd be Charlotte. I don't want to say who.
You just did.
Well, that's good. You should treat them all well.
It was fun. We had a fun time. And
yeah, good.
Jerry Jr. was running around there on Christmas morning in his Buzz Lightyear panties, just hooping and hollering. He got this little, he wanted this little baby doll that eats and poops. And that was the biggest Santa Claus mistake since he introduced AIDS to the Sub-Sahara.
Oh, my gosh.
Because,
wow.
Because that doll's done crapped all over our house, and he won't clean it up.
Ugh.
So me and Roosevelt have to get down there on our hands and knees cleaning up fake baby doll poop.
What a waste of time.
You tell me if my life turned out the way I wanted it.
No, and neither did this season. We drawed back to football.
Steven wanted nothing but Pokemon, and he's big into that.
Isn't Steven like 60?
He is. He's pushing it. And I joked with him. I said, "Hey, that's a game that I played when 9 months before you were born. I played little Pokemon."
I think it's Mon.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I don't really think those things are that popular anymore.
No wonder he didn't get it. And Charlotte wanted the naming and mental rights to the new practice facility we're building.
There. She's the smart
one.
Yeah. It would appear that way. It would appear that way. And for New Year's, Gene made me take the boys to go see the Pop Pops. That's what they call fireworks, Pop Pops. But I didn't want to drive them out somewhere and, you know, have to park and load them in and out of their car seats and all that stuff. So I had Roosevelt put on a fireworks show in our backyard.
Oh, that sounds safe.
You know, because I got the mayor of and police chief of Highland Park in my hip pockets, honey, I could get away with it.
Right.
Sure.
So we made Roosevelt shoot bottle rockets out of his ass. And we made him tuck a lit Roman candle in the breast pocket of his Sears suit. And he was just sweating and sweating. And then, but boy, when that thing went off in his jacket, I never seen Jerry Jr. laugh harder in all my life.
So it was worth
it. A damn galaxy was being born in his breast pocket.
That sounds like a fun New Year's Eve.
We did. It was fun. It was fun to have a little fun, and it was.
Right.
And we did.
Good.
And it was a positivity. It was certainly a positivity. And we look forward to doing better this year because right now, in the Jones Secret Family Laboratories, where you're building a robotic bionic Tony Romo.
Oh, wow. Hmm. This is interesting.
We have taken real Tony Romo and we're slowly replacing all his parts with mechanical devices. It's just like when old Luke Skywalker got his hand cut off by, right. by his daddy in the helmet.
Yeah.
And he had that fake hand put on there. That's what we're doing to Romo.
You know what? I guess there's nothing illegal about this, right? You can reconstruct your quarterback.
There is nothing in the NFL rule books about it. I had my legal team check it. The same legal team, I'll remind you, that is so good has gotten me out of about 12 bathroom stripper episodes.
Yeah, right. You don't have to bring that up.
So look forward to Bionic Romo next season. And we're going to win a Super Bowl.
Okay.
Oh, okay, good. That's good
Our
to know.
My name is not Gerald Elizabeth Jones.
All right, Jerry, we'll see you. There he is, Jerry from Valley Ranch.